Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. Here to talk about toys is me, Adam Paulus. I'm always here. So this week we have Star Wars vehicles for you. We got some new ones. These are smaller vehicles. They used to be an invasion assortment, but now they are the figure and vehicle assortment. We have the Freako speeder with a Cold Gear clone trooper, the Bark speeder with clone trooper Jesse, and a mini attack tank with the TA-175 tactical droid. So it's a good amount of options for you this week. The best of the three is Jesse and the Bark speeder, because Jesse is a new mold clone trooper with new deco that you have not seen on another figure. The figure itself has a lot of blue and gray. There's a big Republic logo right in his forehead, which is a great target for droids. And he uses the new clone trooper body, except it's been retooled to include ball-jointed hips. This is the first version of the new clone trooper body. This is the one they used with Stone and some other recent figures to have this kind of hip articulation. So he can actually sit on the bike without bending his legs apart weird. This is good news. He can sit on the bike just fine. The bike has wheels. He includes a long rifle. And it looks just like the show, except it doesn't have a medical bed for an injured Captain Rex. Other than that, totally perfect. I like it a lot. I think you will, too. Picking it up. Nitpicking it up. Let's see if there's anything else I can talk about it for you. The deco's good. It's got little clone trooper guns crossed on the side. And there's no fancy lettering on it. But the rolling wheels, I think, make this a really fun toy. Because Star Wars toys typically don't have wheels. So it's nice when they do. Just as a little added play value for kids. It's not like it's just going to sit there like the other Bark speeders. Next, we have the Freako speeder with a clone trooper. It's the same one that came with Obi-Wan Kenobi with some very slight deco changes. I wouldn't consider it a different vehicle, really. And it has retractable landing gear and an opening canopy. It looks good. No reason not to buy it, unless you already have the other one. The figure is a repaint of the flamethrower trooper, which itself was a remold of the Cold Gear Captain Rex figure. It has a lot of articulation, a cloth skirt piece so we can actually sit down, a removable helmet, partially, just the dome comes off, removable shoulder armor, the little blue bits actually do pop off, and he's got nice arm articulation, a removable backpack, and a rifle. The paint job's very nice, very gritty, and he can sit in there, but not really with the backpack. It's not really a great pairing with the vehicle, but it's a good figure, and it's a good vehicle. Separately, they're great. Together, they could be better. But I recommend picking it up if you collect this stuff, just because you're going to want the clone trooper figure, and you're probably going to want the vehicle. And you can put other figures in the vehicle, and you want the clone walking around because he looks cool. So really, you don't want to put the figure in the vehicle, I don't think. Maybe you do. I'd be irritated if I was a kid and this is my only Star Wars toy and it wouldn't fit, but other than that, I mean, we're collectors here, probably. I assume you're a collector. If you're listening to this, you're probably an older fan, at least. And rounding out the trilogy of newness... Oh, I just noticed something bad on that figure. I'll pause it for a second to see if I can fix it. Okay, I'm back. I took a few minutes to go look at something. Basically, what happened was the tactical droid figure that came with the vehicle had a rubber band problem, which if you collect action figures, you probably understand exactly what I mean. Basically, Hasbro is taken to packaging weapons in the figure's hands to make them look more alive. But the problem with doing that is they put little clear rubber bands around the hands that cause the hands to bend in weird ways. Sometimes it just misshapens the hand a little bit. In the case of the tactical droid, it bent his thumb clear back, and the hand was distorted and it looked awful. And also the packaging tray, the plastic tray that keeps the figure in place, bent the bicep of the arm in a weird way, so it looked not straight. It just was not good. So what I did is I dumped it in boiling water. You might say, what? But that's actually what you're supposed to do, because it makes the plastic a little bit more pliable, and I didn't even have to bend it back into place. The plastic memory just immediately formed a fist again, and it looked great. And I was really impressed by that. Shocked, really. But it's good to see, and in case you're curious, I'm going to try this with other figures, too. I've done it every now and again. It's supposed to be a good cure for stress marks, and to some extent it helps a little bit, but if you ever have a misshapen figure, boiling water. The figure is a repaint of last year's TX-20, and it looks great. I think it looks better than TX-20, because that one had a lot of blue on it. This one's mostly brown and beige. It just looks better with the design, and I'd recommend getting it just for the figure, because that's a hard figure to get in the first place, TX-20. So TA-175, which comes with this droid. I'm not making any sense to you, am I? But anyway, There's too many names, but it's a good looking figure, the tactical droid with the tank. The little tank's a repaint of the mini Trade Federation tank we've had since 2000. Same mold, seats one figure, has the same rocking mechanism in the back. You twist it to the right or the left and the guns shoot, so I'm going to do that right now. I just shot it behind my desk, and I'll shoot the other one, shot just fine. The deco's good. It's based on the invasion of Ryloth, so if you like that scenario, well worth picking up. And if you don't, I still like the figure. I like the tactical droid a lot. It's a good design. It looks like it came out of Return of the Jedi. It looks like it could be a puppet. It's just very nice. My nose is stuffed up. I'm sorry. I just have a hard time breathing and talking, and it's screwing up my syllables. Usually I'm a lot better at this. I swear, if this is the first time you're listening, usually I can speak like I'm not insane, but we'll see how that goes next week. Anyway, highly recommend these three vehicles. I really recommend Jesse and the Bark Speeder. I love the tactical droid and the mini tank, and the Freako bike with the clone trooper is good. Required if you like clones, otherwise, you basically have the vehicle, you don't need to buy it twice. But check out those two, definitely. The tactical droid is great, love it. I'm going to stop talking now because I clearly cannot do it. See me on the podcast every week, or follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/enterthy, N-T-E-R-T-H. This is Adam Paulus signing off. I'm going to bed. Actually, I'm not. I got to go back to work. But thanks for listening. Tune in next week, and buy something, please. Or don't. Whatever. Bye.